I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, Maryam Nagash-Zargaran was released from an Iranian prison after 4 years. In Iran, believers can be arrested for sharing their faith. Converts from Islam like Maryam are especially targeted. Peter of Global Catalytic Ministries says, sadly, her story is one of many.
Well, ever since the Revolutionary Guard and the Islamic Republic got started in 1979, they have either quietly or very openly arrested pastors and Christian leaders. And oftentimes when they are arrested, they go months without any information about that person.
Maryam is reportedly in poor health. Please pray for her continued physical, mental, and emotional healing. And tune back tomorrow as we officially introduce Global Catalytic Ministries and talk about how the gospel is flourishing in Iran. And FMI's Bruce Allen was recently in Indonesia for field visits with FMI church planners. While there, Allen held ongoing conferences for Bible and evangelism training. Part of the training included the snapshot tool for both pastors and key members of the congregation. But for most members, this was their first training in how to evangelize. Allen shares.
They were so excited. I'm not the pastor, but I can be involved in ministry. There's a place for me in reaching my community. So using the snapshot tool that was developed specifically for Indonesia, and we're so eager to get back home, take the extra packets that we gave, and train other people.
Pray for the gospel to exponentially grow in Indonesia, and find out other ways to pray and how to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships, containing 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.